Yoga provides a complete approach to the full development of our body mind and the awakening of full potential. If you reflect on your life and consider some of the most memorable moments, the most profoundly uplifting moments, when you felt so good. In these moments of great joy, of delight, of profound peace, contentment, these moments you have been awake to your inner nature. And that's why you're experiencing joy and peace, because this is your inner nature. Underlying all the movement of the mind, there's this profound, silent essence called by many different names. One of the common terms in yoga, Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means it doesn't change, it's constant. Chit means it's awareness, consciousness, wakefulness. And Ananda, it's joy, it's bliss. Now this Satchitananda is nothing other than our inner nature. But in order to experience our inner nature, the mind has to go beyond thought and access this unbounded awareness. And all sorts of experiences can bring this about. Of course, the practices of yoga are designed to cultivate this as a permanent reality. It's what we call samadhi. But most human beings will have had tastes of this. A moment when you're watching a sunset, it's so beautiful, you feel so clear and quiet, and you're experiencing such profound beauty, the colors, the textures. And for some moment, your mind just goes beyond the experience. You feel a moment of pure being. You could be gazing into your lover's eyes, or you just are in the street and you see a beautiful baby and you're just really touched and you gaze into the baby's eyes. And again, a moment where you and the baby disappear in a moment of oneness, just total connectedness. You could experience something so exhilarating, so much wonder, and wow, it just takes your breath away. You have a moment of profound stillness. You could be in nature, walking in the bush. You stop in the late afternoon and recognize, wow, it's so quiet. And as you go into that quietness, the mind just sinks deeply into that quietness, that deep stillness, and it seems so profound. It's all just silent. And then the thoughts will start coming again. So all of these are moments when we're feeling profound connectedness and we are awakening to our inner nature, Satchit-Ananda, absolute bliss consciousness, unchanging joyful awareness, a deep inner nature. You may have also had the experience in movement, in dance, playing sport, rowing, could be anything at all, playing music, a moment where it just all seems to come together so beautifully and you start just feeling that everything is happening by itself, the music is playing by itself and it just seems perfect, or you're in a sporting event and everything just seems to be flowing. You just seem to be achieving at a high level with effortless ease. It's happening almost by itself. There are lots of words for these experiences in sporting subcultures and musical subcultures, and jazz, being in the groove, and rowing, the moment of lift when everything's coming together so beautifully, it feels as if the boat is effortlessly lifting out of the water. And commonly you'll hear in sport people describe being in the zone, artists describing being in flow. Imagine that you could live like this all the time. This is the possibility that yoga offers us. And even when we're in this state of awareness for short periods, amazing things can happen. I want to share a description by a woman who is a very talented athlete. Her name is Patsy Neal, and she's captain of the U.S. women's basketball team. And she describes in a book that she wrote, Sport and Identity, of an experience when she was competing in a national free throw championship. So in a free throw championship, the players are required to shoot baskets from all around the court, a certain number of baskets in a certain time period. So it's very challenging, very demanding, and it is something that draws lots of attention from the spectators. She describes, "When I shot my free throws in the final, I was probably the calmest I've ever been in my life. I didn't even see or hear the crowd. It was only me, the ball, and the basket. The number of baskets I made really had no importance to me at that time. The only thing that really mattered was what I felt. But even so, I would have found it hard to miss, even if I'd wanted to. My emotions were beyond my conscious control. If it were in my power to maintain what I was experiencing at that point in time, I would have given up everything in my possession in preference to that sensation. But it was beyond my will, beyond my own understanding, beyond me. Yet, I was it. That evening, I hit 48 out of 53 free throws to win the championship. The only thing that surprised me was the fact that two of the shots missed. I felt in such a state of perfection that it seemed only right that my performance would have been perfect. Even now, when I think of the championship, I don't think about the fact that I won it. I think of what I was that evening. There have been other moments in my life when I've touched on this unlimited source of power where things happened in spite of me, but never once have I been able to consciously will it to happen. I've been open to it because I know it's there, but the occasions are so rare. Perhaps this adds to the preciousness of it. As a result of that experience, I know that spirit and bodily movements can be correlated. As they intertwine, one seems to hang between the real world and another world of miracles. One accomplishes things one never dreamed of doing. One walks beyond the usual physical powers and goes into the power of the universe, finding streams and sensations that seem to have no beginning or end within the self. The description of this experience expresses many of the key characteristics of the state of samadhi that yoga is awakening in us. There are some other key elements worth mentioning. This state is one where we are no longer identifying with thoughts. We're no longer lost in thought. Thought is able to move through the mind without being held. We have choice in the thoughts that we wish to put energy into. And in fact, the thoughts that arise are thoughts that are in harmony with the moment and the need of the time. This deep, silent, pure awareness, the source of thought, is the center of the organizing power of life, where the organizing power of the universe, pure intelligence, is so concentrated. And as the mind attunes to that, it's attuning with nature's mind, the cosmic mind. It's as if the mind is attuning with the home of all the laws of nature. And spontaneously the mind is in sync with nature's intelligence. So the experience of effortless and ease that Patsy was describing is a reflection of just being in harmony with that flow of intelligence. So just imagine accomplishing in life with ease, having the experience that what you desire happens, and it happens quite effortlessly. So this is the experience of the wise sages, that isn't just a momentary one, but is a constant reality. What Jung calls synchronicity, that is when apparently non-connected events causally come together in a way we feel their connection. We have the thought, oh, it'd be great to see our friend, and our friend rings us and organizes to come and see us, or we really feel we need some more wood for our fire, and our next door neighbor comes over and just says, look, I've got some spare wood, would you like to have it? These experiences that many people will relate to, for Jung he called them moments of synchronicity, moments when we're in the flow. Yoga offers us the potential of living in the flow at all times. And that means we can be so present to all experiences of life. We don't get caught anymore in judging, resisting. We're just present to experience. And there's a great sense that everything is happening in the right way, at the right time, for the right reason. This is there on a deep level of experience, not an intellectual or belief level, it's just the experience, because we are feeling the intelligence of life that is always intelligent, always in harmony. So there are many other aspects of this state of life that are worth considering, and in future sessions we'll go into that. I invite you to really make the most of the gifts of yoga and learn how to apply all eight limbs in your life, and at the heart of it all, a strong and regular daily practice of yoga and hopefully meditation and some pranayama. Namaste. May you enjoy your journey.